And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Good morning, Whit.
Oh, hi there, Jack.
This is something.
What is?
You sitting at the counter, reading the newspaper and drinking coffee in blissful silence.
Well, take a picture. It won't last.
When do you expect to reopen the place?
All the major renovations are finished, and the inspector's already indicated that he's satisfied with our work.
Hmm.
So now we just have to put the finishing touches on the displays and inventions, particularly the new imagination station. Oh, we'll need maybe another week or so. Like some coffee?
Oh, I'll get it.
So what are you up to this morning?
Oh, I had a meeting with the mayor to talk about various things.
Oh?
Best small town competition, the display for the contents of the old time capsule, and the formalities of burying the new time capsule.
Oh, is it almost finished?
Yeah, the townspeople have gone all out with their donations. Thank you, by the way.
Uh-huh.
I think it was particularly poignant to include your son's Bible.
Well, I think Jerry would be pleased. Mm-hmm. To think that his Bible is going into a time capsule that'll be seen by whoever is here in 100 years.
Which brings me to my real reason for dropping by.
Oh, you mean it wasn't for the coffee and the great conversation?
It's for permission.
Permission for what?
To put the time capsule back where we found it, in the basement of Wits End.
Really? Well, that's quite an honor.
Everyone agreed that's where it belongs.
Well, then, yes, you have my permission with great enthusiasm.
Thank you. The mayor will make an announcement later today.
Okay, so now I'm bored. Bored, bored. Bored! Nothing to talk about. The most excitement around here is a little press conference with the mayor. Yeah, according to the two people who actually attended, they've decided that the new time capsule will be buried back in the basement at Wits End. Well, whoopity-doopity-doo. And the mayor graciously provided a list of all the items going into the time capsule. Let's see here. What do we got on this list? Okay. Great. A bread maker, a micro television, a DVD player. There's a Bible donated by Mr. Whitz and himself. Well, now that's interesting. Maybe we should have a chat with the dear, liberty-loving Mayor Margaret about that.
Mayor Fay?
Yes, Gordon?
We have a problem. Brian Dern is on the line. He wants to interview you live on his program.
Oh, what's he after this time?
I'm under the impression that he's trying to make a big deal about you putting a Bible in the time capsule.
And why would that be a big deal?
The time capsule is being funded and sponsored by the city government, and the Bible is religious. Separation of church and state.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Isn't it?
Actually, it may not be. We're okay to put a Bible into the time capsule as long as we include artifacts from other religions. That's not a problem.
If it's not a problem, why are you frowning?
The time capsule can't be buried on government property.
It isn't. It's being buried in the basement of Wits End.
Which is government property.
What?
When Witt bought the old recreation center to turn it into Witt's End, he thought he was buying the building and the land.
Well, of course.
Right, but the city couldn't sell him the land since it's part of McAllister Park. I guess when the McAllister family donated the land to the city, there was a condition that it could never be sold. I don't know the details. I'm trying to find the documents about it.
So, you're telling me that Witt owns the building, but the city owns the land. What's the problem?
Wits End is a shop dedicated to Christian principles. You simply can't have a religious building on government land.
So, what exactly are you telling me?
If and when Wits End reopens, it cannot be religious.
You know, I gotta tell you, I just live for days like this. In case you just tuned in, we're talking about the exclusive inside info that the illustrious Whit's End may never get to reopen because it's sitting on government land. Whoopsie. I guess that was a tiny oversight on somebody's part. Let's go to our next...
Oh, I just can't stand to listen anymore.
Frankly, I don't understand why you turned it on in the first place. One doesn't look to Cryin' Brian Dern as a reliable source for news and information.
Yeah, in fact, I don't consider him to be a reliable source for anything, except stress headaches.
What are you reading, Whit?
Oh, it's an email I printed out from my lawyer.
Well, surely he recognizes what a travesty this is.
Yeah, well, it may be a travesty, but according to all the documentation he could get his hands on, there's nothing I can do. All the precedent over the past several years sides with this so-called separation of church and state.
Ah, but anyone with half a brain knows that the Constitution doesn't say anything about a separation of church and state.
Yeah. Well,
the words aren't there, but the interpretation is. That's what all the court cases have been about.
But this is insane. They can't close down Whit's End after all these years.
Looks like they can, Bernard.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Oh, well, hi, Gordon.
Hiya.
Do you know Connie?
Hi.
Bernard.
Hello.
And Eugene.
Greetings.
This is Gordon Snellings, Mayor Fay's assistant. And what can we do for you, Gordon?
The mayor asked me to come. As I'm sure you know, the discussion about your shop has escalated significantly over the past day.
Yeah, I've noticed.
And the Society for the Civil Separation of Church and State is demanding that you either comply with city requirements or vacate the building immediately.
And by what authority can the society make such a demand?
It's called the threat of a lawsuit. The mayor is desperate to avoid one.
She's afraid because of a threat of a lawsuit?
To be sure. She's seen at least half a dozen towns watch their budgets get eaten up by these kinds of cases. Money that could have gone to education or community projects or healthcare assistance gets consumed by lawsuits. She intends to avoid that happening here, particularly when the judges are coming in for the best town competition.
Well, you can assure the mayor that I'll make a decision in a timely manner.
Perfect. As long as that timely manner is by tomorrow night.
What?
The mayor feels compelled to make this issue the main point of the agenda at tomorrow night's city council meeting. You must make your case and announce your decision by then.
This is Cryin' Brian Dern, and I've parked my microphone right here at Whit's End, where, in classic journalistic style, I will intrude upon the thoughts and feelings of those nearest and dearest to Whit's End, here on what may be the last day of its existence in fair old Odyssey. Why don't you get some violins playing, will you? Now, I caught the human brainstorm Eugene Meltzner on his way in this morning. Let's hear that clip, shall we? Oh, Eugene!
I have nothing to say to you.
Oh, come on, tell us what you've been up to. Nobody believes you're going to let Whit's End go without a fight.
On that, you are correct.
What's your plan of action?
Well, I've been at City Hall researching all available documentation about this property with a particular emphasis on the original deed from the McAllister family granting rights to the city.
And?
Well, no one can find the deed.
Really? Are you suggesting a conspiracy by members of our government to suppress the truth from the common man?
No.
Well, I am! That's a lot more interesting than what you just said, isn't it?
I'm finished talking to you.
Connie Kendall!
Go away, Brian.
Oh, just a few words on this important day.
No.
Please?
No, I've decided not to say anything.
Oh, well... Okay.
But if I were to say anything, I'd say that it's a scandal and a shame that you're exploiting this tragic situation for the sake of your ratings. In my opinion, it's the lowest thing you can do, and I hope no one's listening to you now or will ever listen to you again.
So you believe in censorship, huh?
Only when it comes to you, Brian.
Yo, hey, Bernard.
How would you like a squeegee shoved up your nose?
Ouch! Let's go to a break.
Bernard. What are you doing here? It's past 11.
Yeah, I was driving past and I saw the light up in your office and I thought I'd stop by.
To do my windows at this time of night?
Well, there was a smudge.
Right.
Uh-huh. You?
Oh, just sitting in my office, thinking and praying.
Right.
I forgot to eat dinner, and I was about to fix myself a sandwich. You care for one?
Sure.
Greetings.
Oh, what are you doing here, Eugene?
Well, me? Oh, I left some papers from my research here and came back for them.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I was about to make some sandwiches. Are you interested?
Oh, I'd love one. Thank you.
Oh, hi. Oh,
hi, Connie.
I think I left my purse behind the counter.
Right.
What are you guys doing here?
Windows.
Research.
Thinking. And praying.
Oh.
Like a sandwich?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hello there.
Hi, Jack.
And why are you here, Mr. Allen?
Well, I heard about the city council meeting tomorrow night, and I'm pretty sure I know your answer, Whit, but I came to pray over the old place. How about you all?
Well, I made an excuse, but... yeah, that's really why I came.
Yes, did I.
Me too. And now Whit has offered us sandwiches.
Ooh, I'd love a sandwich.
Well, I appreciate all your concern and your prayers.
I just can't stop thinking, what if this really is the last night? I mean, so much has happened here, Whit.
Oh, well, I know. A little earlier, I walked through all the rooms and I thought, if I didn't make any noise, I could hear it all. The voices of the kids... the moments we've all had here, the memories just came back as real as the present.
Hey, if we're quiet now, maybe we'll hear the same thing.
Nope, can't hear a thing.
No.
I thought I heard a sandwich calling my name.
Well, it's a great Christian tradition for believers to break bread and pray together. Why don't we all go into the kitchen and do just that?
Good idea.
Oh, hello, Jack.
Hi, Whit. Am I interrupting?
No, not at all. Come on in. I was just putting together my final notes for the city council meeting.
Oh, is that today? I'd forgotten.
You're kidding.
I am. I was running errands and thought I'd return this. It's Jerry's Bible.
Why are you returning it?
Well, all things considered, Mayor Fay decided it would be safer not to include a Bible in the time capsule at all. Keep the contents religiously neutral, I guess. They've decided to bury it behind City Hall.
She's running scared, isn't she?
I have to return Eleanor McAllister's Bible, too.
But it was in the original time capsule. Who could protest that?
Oh, a few people, I suppose. We had it on display at City Hall with the rest of the contents, and again, Mayor Fay got worried.
How incredible. Jack, are you going to see Miss McAllister now?
Uh-huh.
You mind if I tag along?
Not at all.
I'd like to find out if she remembers anything about the donation of the land to the city.
Be my guest.
Thank you for returning my Bible, Jack. I will display it proudly right here in my family room.
It's home where it belongs.
Oh, Whit, I'm so sorry about all the trouble you're having. Is there anything I can do?
Prayer will help, I'm sure.
It will.
Oh, and I was wondering, do you remember anything at all about your family donating the land to the city?
That was before my time, I'm afraid. Although I'm sure that if you checked the original deed, you might...
Well, we'd love to do that, but no one can find it.
Really? Well, that's very strange.
Why is it strange?
Because you've had it all along.
I'm sorry?
We've had what all along?
The deed. It's right here in the family Bible, tucked in the front. Mm-hmm. I found it when you first brought the Bible for me to look at. Oh, yes. Here it is.
May I see it?
Of course.
Well, this is the deed granting the land to the city for use as a park. The two of you should take a look at this.
What is it?
Our miracle.
And that's why I think this is a ridiculous situation.
Thank you, Mr. Walton.
Yeah, I didn't make a dent, did I?
You expressed your opinion, which is what we wanted. Let me remind everyone that there's no malicious intent against Mr. Whittaker or his establishment. We're following the dictates of the law, that's all. All right, let's see now. Please bear with me while I check our agenda.
Where is he?
What's wrong, Whit?
Jack, he should be here by now. I can't talk unless he's here.
You want me to try to call him on his cell phone?
Yes, yes, please. And check the hallway, too, will you?
Sure.
Well, unless someone else would like to speak, I think that wraps up our time.
Eugene?
Yes, Mr. Whittaker?
We need to stall. Say something.
Oh, yes. Your Honor.
Yes, Eugene.
Permission to speak?
If you insist.
Well, esteemed city council, fellow citizens of our humble town of Odyssey.
Oh, dear.
It is my honor to stand here now in front of this wonderful microphone and address you with my own personal voice regarding the matter at hand, ostensibly called the City of Odyssey versus Wits End. I believe that if we reviewed the essence of this specific conflict, certain philosophical questions would arise, which are of pertinence to our discussion.
Eugene, I think we've covered all the angles of this issue.
But have we, Your Honor? Have we truly asked ourselves the burning questions that this case prompts? Questions such as, who am I? What is the true heart of man? What exactly is a city?
I got him, Whit.
Oh, good, good.
To our greater humanity.
Eugene.
Yes, Mr. Whittaker.
Thank you for that very touching and helpful statement on behalf of Wits End.
Did he say anything?
He did, as only Eugene can say it.
thank you.
Thank you, Eugene.
Nothing really.
Whit, we need an answer. Will you concede to make your shop a religiously neutral establishment or not?
Mayor Fay, city council members, Wits End was founded on Christian principles as a reflection of my own faith and mission to this community. That's the whole point of its creation. And while it may not appeal to people who like to believe in a variety of truths, it remains dedicated to a single truth, the truth of God as he expressed it in Jesus Christ. To betray that truth would be to betray all that I hold most dear.
I see. So that's your answer?
No, that's my answer. But I think we're going to need your answer before this issue is settled.
Oh? And what question am I answering?
Will the city government allow the land around Wits End to be used to glorify God?
What? Of course not. We've already explained. What are you up to, Whit?
Mayor, I have here the deed that gives details about the loan of the McAllister land to the city.
What deed, Whit?
What deed indeed?
Quiet, Eugene.
Please hand out these copies, Eugene.
Yes, sir.
You'll see from this deed that the McAllister family loaned the land to the city of Odyssey as long as certain conditions were met.
Gordon?
It looks like the original document.
Whit, where did you find this?
It was tucked away in the McAllister family Bible, the one retrieved from the time capsule.
Okay, Whit. I'm assuming you read through the deed and now have something significant to share with us?
Well, actually, if you don't mind, I'll ask Eleanor McAllister to explain. Miss McAllister?
Can someone bring a microphone to her, please?
Thank you for joining us, Miss McAllister.
Oh, my pleasure, Mayor. Well, as dear Mr. Whittaker already said, and as the deed will attest, my family had certain conditions when the land was donated to the city. One of those conditions was that the land would always be used to openly give glory to God in a manner consistent with Christian teaching and understanding.
Mr. Snellings?
Yes, it's here, Mayor. I found the paragraph.
That's how we thought back then. No one ever imagined that the city would have a problem with something as simple as glorifying God. I mean, the park was made by him after all.
I see.
Then you'll also see at the end of the deed that if the city ever refused to comply with the conditions, then the land reverts back to my family.
Gordon?
Yes, Mayor. It's here.
I took the liberty of having my lawyer look it over. Everything about the deed is above board and legally binding.
I'm sure it is.
So I think it's time for you to answer the question, Mayor. Is the city of Odyssey prepared to allow God to be glorified in a manner consistent with Christian teaching and understanding, or not?
For that answer, Miss McAllister, the city council will have to adjourn and discuss it.
Then please do.
Ladies and gentlemen of Odyssey, Whit, Miss McAllister, it is the decision of this council that we cannot agree to the conditions for the city to retain McAllister Park and will relinquish any claim to the land to the McAllister family, as indicated by the terms of the deed. Please, 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 one moment. As a result of this decision, the city can make no further demands on Whit or Whit's End. Its future is in the hands of Ms. McAllister. Do you have any plans for the property, Ms. McAllister?
I do, Mayor Fay.
May I ask what they are?
Yes. I think I'll sell the land to John Avery Whitaker for, $1, if he agrees.
Miss McAllister, it's a deal. Thank you all for joining me here.
It's a beautiful day to come to the park.
Indeed.
Especially now that it's your park.
Are the papers signed, Whit? Is this really yours?
Well, not mine personally.
Oh?
Well, the Universal Press Foundation bought it from Miss McAllister to put into a trust so that it can never be sold and will never lose its mission to glorify God.
Well, that's a relief. Though I still think it's incredible that you found that deed when you did.
Some might even say it was a miracle.
So, what are we doing here, Whit?
Well, considering our close call, I asked you here to help me rededicate Whit's End and this land.
And how would you like us to do that?
Here, take these slips of paper, but don't open them yet.
What are they?
Oh, it's going to be one of those trivia quizzes. You're going to ask me in what year I bought my first self-adjusting squeegee.
I doubt it.
No, not exactly. I was just going over the notes I scribbled down years ago when I first bought the Fillmore Recreation Center. They were my thoughts then about what the center should be and guided what I wanted Whit's End to become. Or maybe I should say it's what I thought Jenny wanted it to become, since this whole enterprise was dedicated to her. Anyway, I'd like for each of you to read what I've written. I'd like it to be a prayer to God. Connie, will you start?
Sure. Whit's End will be an ice cream shop and discovery emporium.
It will have a soda fountain, a museum, a well-stocked library, a theater.
It'll be a place of faith, imagination, adventure, and discovery, where the joy of learning will be found in everything we do.
It'll be a place where the Bible will come alive for all who enter.
It will be a place where kids will learn respect for one another and for their parents, and for all in authority over them.
A place where kids will engage in uplifting and wholesome conversation.
A place with character-building activities.
A place filled with constructive fun, games, arts, and crafts.
But most of all, it'll be a place where kids of all ages can just be kids.
Thank God for Whit's End.
Thank God for you, Whit.
I couldn't do any of this without you, or those who aren't with us right now. Thank God for Odyssey.
Amen.
We know there are a lot of things you could be doing right now, and are grateful that you decided to spend your time with us here in Odyssey. Thanks so much. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Forgotten Deed was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our sound designer was Jonathan Crow, with music by John Campbell. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Katie Lee, Alan Young, Corey Burton, Alexandra Kenworthy, Shirley Mitchell, Chris Edgerly, and Dave Madden, with Will Ryan as Eugene. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.